Welcome to The Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens.
Good morning. It is Friday, September 5th, and the market is holding its breath, coiled right near record highs.
That's right. Equity futures are pointing just slightly higher. But let's be honest, nobody is making any big moves before 8:30 a.m. Eastern.
Absolutely not. It is all about the August non-farm payrolls report. Yesterday's rally was all about firming rate cut expectations, and this jobs number is the final critical piece of that puzzle before the next Fed meeting.
So the consensus is looking for what, around 78,000 jobs added?
78,000 is the number to watch. A big beat could challenge those rate cut hopes, while a miss could pour gasoline on the fire. The unemployment rate is expected at 4.3%.
Got it. While we wait for that, let's look overseas. A pretty positive setup, right?
Definitely. Asia was mostly higher, with the Nikkei up 1% and the Hang Seng gaining 1.4%. Europe is also trading in the green across the board. A key headline was the U.S.-Japan trade deal being finalized, which is a nice tailwind.
But there's always a trade wrinkle, isn't there? We've got reports that the president is threatening tariffs on semiconductor companies that don't move production back to the U.S.
That's a headline to watch. It adds a layer of uncertainty, especially for the chip sector, which has been on an absolute tear.
Speaking of chips on a tear, let's talk earnings. Broadcom, ticker AVGO, is the star of the show this morning.
An absolute monster report. They beat on earnings, revenue was in line, but the key was their AI semiconductor revenue, which was above guidance. Then they guided Q4 revenue higher. The stock is exploding, up almost 11% pre-market.
The AI story just keeps delivering. But for every winner, there's a loser. And today's biggest loser is Lululemon.
Oh, it is a complete disaster for Lulu. The stock is down, what, 19%? Just a brutal, brutal reaction.
I see, but wait. Looking here, they beat earnings per share by 24 cents. Revenue was in line. So why the collapse?
It's the classic guidance trap. The past was fine, but the future looks terrible. They guided Q3 and the full fiscal year for both earnings and revenue way below what anyone was expecting. The market is a forward-looking machine, and that forecast was a screeching halt. And the analysts are piling on. I'm counting seven downgrades this morning from major firms. When the guidance is that bad, nobody wants to stick around.
That's incredible. So, a clear split decision in retail. What about the software space? It seems like a lot of those names did really well.
They really did. Braze, Guidewire, Samsara, DocuSign, UiPath, all gapping up nicely after strong reports. It shows that enterprise spending is still very healthy, which is a great sign for the economy.
Okay. Any other single stocks making waves? I'm seeing headlines about Alphabet and Boeing.
Yeah, a couple of things to note. Alphabet's Google is paying out nearly $500 million related to secretly collecting data. And Boeing is reportedly looking to permanently replace its striking workers. So that labor dispute is escalating.
All right, let's pivot to the trader's perspective. The market is in this tight range. What are the key levels you're watching for the open, especially after we get that jobs number?
The technicals are showing major consolidation. For the S&P 500 ETF, SPY, watch support around 648. The resistance to break is 652. For the Nasdaq's QQQ, support is at 576, with resistance at 580.
So a break above or below those levels on volume could signal the day's direction?
Exactly. It's a phase of decision, and the jobs report will be the catalyst. We're also seeing rotation favoring growth sectors like tech and consumer discretionary, so keep an eye on those leaders.
Any specific names on your watch list for today?
I'm watching ASML, which got a nice upgrade to buy at UBS this morning. Also keeping an eye on TSM, Google, and MongoDB for potential continuation plays. But again, everything hinges on that economic data print.
So final thought before the bell. What's the one thing traders need to remember today?
Don't get caught offside by the jobs number. It is the only thing that matters this morning. A hot number could see a quick sell-off as rate cut hopes fade, and a cool number could ignite this market higher. Watch those key SPY and QQQ levels for confirmation after the dust settles.
Excellent advice. It's all about the jobs report. That's all the time we have for the Morning Dose. Have a great trading day, everyone, and a wonderful weekend.